You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. Out there on the south steps of the Texas Capitol, hoping to keep pressure on lawmakers, activists, and others, highlighting human trafficking, first of their kind numbers, hinting at just how much work there is to do. A new study out from the University of Texas claims more than 300,000 victims of human trafficking in Texas. That's nearly 80,000 of them minors and youth victims. Dr. Noel Bush Armendariz is the director of the Institute on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault at UT's School of Social Work. She led the study. Welcome to the Standard.
Thanks for having me today.
These numbers are setting a benchmark, first of their kind, certainly for Texas. I suppose because it's been so difficult to get hard and fast figures on something so deeply hidden, right?
It has been really difficult over the years. We're really proud of the state of Texas for taking this on as a goal.
How did, then, one go about getting these numbers, given that they've been so elusive over these years?
Well, we really started on this endeavor 10 or 15 years ago, but more persistently 2 years ago with the Office of the Governor, the Criminal Justice Division, when we got the funding, and very specifically to benchmark prevalence by looking at high-risk groups. So we know what cases get reported, and we've known for 10 or 15 years what high-risk groups there are. By knowing that, we can look at databases that are available in the state of Texas and start extrapolating those cases with what's known about the state of Texas. Quite frankly, they're staggering numbers, but they're conservative at the same time.
Staggering and conservative? How do you mean?
You know, it's really hard to imagine with the numbers that we came out with, but we only took what we are confident are the high-risk numbers. So in that way, they're conservative.
I see. When we're talking about this number, this raw number, 313,000 victims of human trafficking in Texas, who are we talking? Who are the victims?
So in that number, we're both talking about minors and youth victims of sex trafficking, but we're also talking about labor victims, those people who are working in certain segments of our labor population. So we're talking about men, women, and children kind of across the board.
We were talking about the conservative nature of these numbers, but I want to get to the staggering aspect. 313,000, that's larger than the population of many cities, larger than Brownsville, twice as large as Brownsville. I'm just pulling that out of a hat because I happen to have been there recently. That's an enormous number, it seems to me. Or is it? I mean, what accounts for Texas having such a large number of victims?
You know, I would say it's the size of our economy. It's the size of our population. And this would be a guess from my background as a social science researcher, is that we're not any different than any other economy or society. It's staggering because most of us think that we're somehow an arm's distance from this. But it's actually people who are being exploited are living and working right next to us.
See, I thought you were going to say there was something about our proximity to the border that perhaps there was more human trafficking just because of you know, geography.
Well, you know, that's one part of the equation. When you think about the algorithm of human trafficking, certainly geography is part of it. And that was an early understanding for us that quite literally the vastness of Texas, the highways that people could travel, contributed to the large number of suspected cases. But we know by definition, people don't have to be moved to be trafficked. It's really about the complex relationship of the exploiter to their victim. I don't expect that we have a higher percentage of problems comparative to another state like ours, but we're going to do something about it.
Dr. Noel Bush Armendariz is the director of the Institute on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault at UT's School of Social Work. Professor, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.